Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Don't be surprised if I ask what a bag is.
I'm your host today, Beatrice, and in the studio with me, I have to my right,
Tima at teams underscore GH,
Joyce and Swifty Stones on Twitter,
Joyce, JM Cal underscore on Instagram,
Suggle and Suggle Lee on Instagram and Twitter,
Gloria and it's Gloria K underscore XO.
Nice to see, you know, some new faces. If you guys don't know them already, please follow them. And also, thank you to all our supporters for giving us 5k on Twitter.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
And on TikTok, we're almost at 2k. So if you aren't following us on TikTok already, please do go and follow us right now. And what's our at on TikTok? I can't remember. Just Gold Diggers.
Gold Diggers Pod.
Give us a follow, engage with our content. We really appreciate you guys. Okay, let's get into the pod. We're going to start with United, Southampton United. We won 1-0.
We did. Seagal,
how did that game go?
2 wins in 1 week. I'm very happy. It was a very important win. We had to, you know, like capitalise on the Liverpool performance. And to be honest, I wasn't expecting a lot. I thought we'd probably draw at Southampton. We've struggled with Southampton recently, but mostly at Old Trafford.
It's not just Southampton you struggled with.
No, but
sorry, man.
No, do you know what? Like, Southampton, similar team to Brentford, some good players, a good manager.
Yeah.
They haven't been performing the best this season, but I thought, like, this is going to be a difficult one. But I was really impressed with the team. It wasn't, like, the greatest performance. It wasn't anything special. But it was a solid, good performance, good defensive performance. And I think the team did well. And I'm happy, you know? Bring on Leicester Thursday.
Ready? Ready? Confidence, man.
Confidence.
Let's talk about our defenders, Martinez and Malacia. How do you think they, you know, fit into the team so far?
You know, this is pretty much a completely different defence to like the Oli defence. No more Wan-Bissaka, no more Maguire, no more Shaw. You know, I think Varane and Martinez like have like made a partnership in like 2 games, something that Maguire and Varane were incapable of doing for the last what 2 or 3 seasons. So
yeah.
I think they've done really well. You know, Martinez is, you know, nobody's going after his height anymore. I haven't had any height references recently.
Yeah.
You know, all I've been hearing is, you know, Martinez is a good player. I think Malacia is really agile, he's really fast. He brings a lot more to the left side than Shaw ever did. I don't ever need to see that player ever again.
Shawberto.
Yeah.
That was England fans. I've never had a United fan say Shawberto. That was England fans. So I think he's like not the greatest defender, but you can always see like he tries his hardest and he's always recovering. And you know, he might miss a tackle, but then he'll come back, like he'll make a recovery run and get the ball back. So I was impressed with him too.
Everyone else, any opinions on our defensive signings?
Who cares about Man United's defensive side? Let's be honest, man.
I'll give credit to Martinez, definitely.
I don't know.
Definitely,
let's see. It's been 3 minutes.
Whoa.
Who's a centre back?
Martinez
or
Koulibaly?
I don't know who started
that. Oh my gosh, Man United fans are absolutely wild.
What are you going to say about that? Your man got a red card, though.
So?
And he and he was doing rubbish in that game. I watched it.
Martinez got dunked on twice.
He didn't get dunked on.
No, he got dunked on. Like Tony was riding his shoulders, man. Like, come on.
He was good in his aerial jewels. The whole, the rest of the backhand.
But, okay. I mean, this is the same thing that, you know, I've been watching football for a while. There are things, there's two things that are true. Man United always need a centre-back and so do Arsenal. So I don't know how many centre-backs these two teams have gone through. And I'm not sure that Martinez is going to be the answer to your prayers. But I think it's going to be a bit of an up and down season for Manchester United.
Yeah.
So let's see how, like, by the World Cup, I'm going to make my full judgment on all of these signings, all of these things that are happening in all of these different clubs, because there's a lot that I'm just not really sure about. I'm not sure.
Such okay. as?
Pardon?
Such as?
We'll get to it, man. It's
not just like this. The question was, who has started better, Martinez or Koulibaly?
And you know the answer to that. You're just capping if you're going to say.
Where was Koulibaly yesterday? Oh, he got a red card. So he couldn't. Martinez
had two very poor games.
I don't think either of them were his fault. I honestly don't.
You don't think either of them are the
first two performances that he was the interesting.
I mean, to be fair, you got De Gea tax as well.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. When De Gea lost that game.
It's not De Gea tax because you've got to also be strong in defence. So for me,
and he has been.
He has been. Yeah.
Okay, but Koulibaly has started better. Like that's
and you stand on that.
I'm gonna go around. Yeah. Joyce, who do you think has started better?
I have no opinion. I'd be so wrong. Outside of the world of City, man don't care. I hear it.
To be fair, I hear it. Gabriel?
I'm going to ride or die for my team, so I'm going to say Koulibaly. Sorry.
But do you believe the words that are coming out your mouth?
No, I do believe that.
Why?
I genuinely believe that.
Why are you on her neck,
I think he started
man.
Off really well. It's just obviously the last game, I think he could have avoided that. Those two yellows, it was very avoidable. But I think that whole game, everyone was frazzled. So
he was getting spun. That's what he got me. Pulling someone back because he couldn't keep up.
Well, some may say that, but I genuinely believe that he started off well, and I see no wrong. Basically,
you've been too respectful with her, man. She's actually been disrespectful.
Just be honest. Man.
I think so. They won the last two games, so I'm just letting them have that little.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let me have it.
Yeah.
Joyce, what about you?
Martinez.
Unbiased opinion.
That's a biased opinion. She's an Arsenal fan, exactly. Okay. Whatever, man.
All right, we're
going to
leave it there. Our listeners will come back to us and let us know what they think. Next, we're going to talk about Ronaldo. So, Ronaldo is currently holding a bench. And I think, you know, rightfully so.
Mm-hmm.
What has been your assessment of Ronaldo in our team so far? So coming in to Manchester United, do you think he's made us better?
This season?
Last season, his whole...
But last season, I don't think Ronaldo was the issue. I don't think that Ronaldo was the reason we're losing 5-0 to Liverpool, 4-0 to City, left, right and centre. This season, what, he played one game and he was awful. So he can hold bench for as long as he'd be. Like, what is there like 3 days left of like 3 or 4 days left of the transfer window? Is he really unless it's like a deadline special that happens and he somehow gets that move? I don't see where he can go other than the bench.
For most people that are not right, they'll probably say, "Oh, but Ronaldo gets you guaranteed goals. How can you bench him?" What would you say to them?
No, he came
the guaranteed. Ball, the guaranteed goals haven't like stopped the goals going the other way. Oh, so yeah. Ronaldo can until this. I feel like. What Ten Hag did by, you know, playing the same team against Southampton that played against Liverpool was like he showed trust in the players and was like, you performed well, I'm going to reward this. So to bring Ronaldo straight back into a winning team makes zero sense to me.
Mm. So I definitely agree with you. I think that it was the right choice to continue to bench him. And in terms of how he's done overall, personally, I think we scored more goals with... No, we did score more goals without him. The season before, before he came, we scored more goals without Ronaldo. And we have done... Like for even the season before that as well. Mm. So this whole guaranteed goal thing, I think we actually play better collectively without him than we do with him. So that's a problem. Like he's not the problem as such, but I don't think he actually fits into the style of football that we actually want to play. So I think he should hold the bench. And if no one wants him, which I don't think many clubs at the moment do, he's linked to. Is he still linked to Sporting?
I think Napoli.
Napoli now.
Maybe Chelsea don't get Oba, but I don't.
Listen, no, come on.
Why would they need him? Like, realistically, where is he going to fit in their squad?
You don't fit anywhere. Yeah. No one wants him. No one needs him at the moment.
He's a unique player. I mean,
you can look. Less on Ronaldo.
Nah, nah. He needs to be humble. He needs to be humble. I'm tired of this on the bench. He came back to collect. He came back to collect coin. He came there. He collected his coin, and he got a few goals. Fair enough. What did he do, like, realistically for your team whilst he came back? Let's be real. Yeah. You wanted to ride on our coattails, but. Realistically, he was always going to end up going back to United anyways. But he can hold that. It's enough. Go retire back in Spain or something.
That's not what City fans were saying when he was linked to them. But,
look,
you know,
I know that there were so many people gassed. There were so many people gassed. I wasn't buying it. Me? I wasn't buying it.
Why not though?
I don't know. It's just like, I know how Pep feels about egos in the changing room anyways. But at the same time, I think the kind of play that we have isn't necessarily player dependent. We're such a like a collaborative team that we've got so many like minor superstars in our own team that I don't think we needed just one man. And obviously now we've got Haaland, it's a bit different now, but in general I just didn't see it working.
Let's see, I'm going to go back on your Twitter account and see whether you was excited or not. if there's receipts.
Not this you
there's receipts.
This you, she said.
I'll come back next week and I'll be saying,
she's gonna put her that quick before she does a new
So, Timo, would you take
Ronaldo? No, thank you.
Oh,
why not? Why not? Why not?
Why not? Wow, that's quite a statement.
None of your forwards are scoring, so I feel like Ronaldo would fit in. Take Maguire as well.
No, we are unfortunately. No, it would be a step up for him from going from Manchester United to Chelsea.
That wasn't the question.
But I suppose no, I wouldn't, because I don't think. I think it's also the ego thing. I don't think we need big egos in our dressing room. I think the squad balance, I think he would imbalance the squad. We play pressing football and I feel like he doesn't want to press. The one time that he did press, my guy was like blowing his cheeks off the, what, like 6 minutes? Like, he's not a presser. So I don't see what he would be doing at Chelsea. Like, if he doesn't get into the Manchester United team, he doesn't get into the Chelsea team either. Because I feel like, if he doesn't get into one, he doesn't get into the other. So why would we need him? Unfortunately, you're going to have to find somewhere else to recycle your granddads, but it's not going to be at Chelsea Football Club.
We'll just take Arsenal's granddads then, because Aubameyang's linked to Chelsea, no?
And when we take Arsenal granddads, they come and win trophies. So,
what did Arsenal have to do it? We're talking about
probably. Arsenal get strays all the time, man. Yeah. Don't worry. what'd you say?
I said, does that mean you're winning the trophy this season?
Let's find out.
I mean, what, we've got Chelsea in the Carabao Cup, so it's either
there
that
we
or.
Going
out. Oh, so you guys think it's a done deal?
I don't know about that.
You think Man City are going to win?
Yeah.
Cool.
I mean, normally that's our cup, but I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that.
It's early days, isn't it?
Okay. I just think that's quite a wild, not a wild statement, but it's not a wild statement, but it is quite, I don't know whether I would be that confident in, if I was a Man City fan, no offense, to say with my chest.
I'm not a Man City fan though.
Well, you're not, but I wouldn't say with my chest like that, like, yeah, you're going to lose. Like as if we don't have 1% or chance.
No, but the chance is a lot less.
I mean, we lost to West Ham on pens last year, so
that's
fair. So yeah, that's why I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt.
Maybe you can come and do this you to me, you know, if I get this wrong. But we'll see.
I'm gonna get a timestamp for this because I'm coming back. The minute, the timestamp, and the date.
No problem.
Okay.
But yeah, going back to Ronaldo's situation, I personally think it's time for him to retire. He says he still has 3 years left in him.
3 years is a stretch.
I disagree. No,
maybe 2 years. Even two is a bit.
Just leave. I feel like you should always leave
on a good note.
Yeah. He's going outside right now.
You're just gonna start going outside.
He's got the World Cup. He can recover it. If Portugal go far.
Bruno Fernandes has scored 25 goals.
Who?
Last season. On. Beatrice sat here right next to me and said that Bruno Fernandes was scoring 25 league goals.
That's before I realised how Ronaldo really throws off the balance of our team.
And they can't play together.
Do you think he's going to get 25 this season?
Is he a penalty taker? He might still be. If he is.
So you're relying on penalties.
It's so part is it... of his goal statistics. So
is he going to score 25 league goals?
No.
So what happened?
Interesting.
Like, did you have to be changed?
I was just wrong.
Okay.
Anyway, moving on. We're linked to Anthony.
Yes.
For £84 million.
Mm. Yes, yeah. So it's €100 million, everyone. Before I hear £100 million player, not £100 million. But yeah, he was basically begging for us at that point. He was doing interviews saying, I want to leave Ajax, release me. Like, I don't want to play here. You're still trying to hold on to him. But do you know what? I'm excited. Like, he's a talented player. He's a really, really, like, technical player. I really enjoy watching him. But €100 million, that price tag is definitely going to weigh heavy on him. And we've seen that what that's done to Sancho. We've seen what that's done to, you know, Pogba, the, like, all the other, like, €100 million-ish players. Like, usually they don't live up to the hype. You know, we see Grealish over there. £100 million is not £100 million.
Oh, wow.
So wow. I think it's going to be very difficult for him. But if it means I don't have to see Elanga on the wing again, then I'm happy, you know? The money's not going in my pocket, so... You know, give them €100 million. I'll take Anthony. Thank you very
much. What's this Alanga slander?
Yo, Alanga's catching straights everywhere. No, it's crazy. No, Alanga's catching straights.
He's like a good youth. Like, he tries.
Not a good youth.
No, but like, he tries. But it's just, it's not.
Yo, you might do it, Alanga. That's crazy.
If you've got Anthony and he can rotate with like Sancho, Martial, Rashford in the front line, then I'm happy. But yeah, I'm happy. It's a good rotational option. And you know what? Ten Hag wants him, and I'd rather the ball listen to Ten Hag than like go for their own targets. And if this is who he wants, then we'll judge him later. We'll judge Ten Hag later if this doesn't work out. But you know, I have faith in him, and I want to support the manager, so I support Anthony.
We're also desperate for attack at the moment. I mean, there's other options, but if that's who the manager wants, then I have no problem. So be it.
£84 million. Yes, 84. In this cost of living crisis, you're spending £84 million. That doesn't make it right.
I just think it's it right, but like, we've done this before. It's a United thing. We always get ripped off.
You spend £70 million on Fun. Fun is a defender. You know, attackers are generally more expensive, so it doesn't. Like, everyone is expensive.
He's not worth £84 million. I'm sorry. You could do so much better.
What's he worth? What do you reckon he's worth?
45.
Yeah.
Mm. 45
is low.
Mm. That's what we got. So basically, we got Sterling for what, 47.
Yeah, but he's probably. How long did he have left in his contract?
Sterling is a much better player than him. And he doesn't have this Dutch league tax. And even the numbers that he's been pulling in the Dutch league is not. I mean, his rival is Thiago Silva in terms of goals. So if that's what you're paying £84 million for, then quite fair.
I trust Ten Hag. So if he thought that this tale would do well for him, then, that's the manager.
Absolutely crazy. Absolutely.
It is a lot of money, but he might do well. But I just think £84 million.
It is a lot.
My goodness.
There's a lot. Yeah.
It's just too much.
For £84 million, you could buy two players that are equally as good as he is. Good.
Yeah, I would prefer other positions, like a cheaper right winger, and then maybe a central midfielder. But this is his main target, and this is who he wants. So
and also, like, anyone that we go to buy, they always slack on an extra 20 or 30 mil.
Yeah,
they always do. Mm-hmm. So we're not getting no cheap signing.
Yeah, but you need to negotiate better, man. £84 million is crazy.
I mean, if we had time, we probably could try.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You guys were linked with him back when I was still in primary school. Yeah. And you're talking about not having time. You've had all summer long, like, to do this deal, and you haven't done it.
You guys
had
time.
You guys are so defeatist, man. I would be up in arms if Chelsea are spending. Chelsea spending that much money on a player of that standard.
But this is the same transfer window where Morgan Gibbs-White is going for £45 million.
True.
Yeah. So it's just like, whatever. It's like, true. Price tags don't even mean anything. So yeah, I'm not.
I think searchable value in this current climate is hard to come by.
I'm excited, you know, Brazilian player. Hopefully he'll bring some flair to.
He better be bringing more than flair for £84 million.
Very true. Yeah.
I mean, I just hope he's good. That's all I can ask for. He doesn't have to, you know, be this extremely amazing player, but just be good.
For £84 million,
he's going to be a samba Dummings, man.
He better be standing at the end. You know, when you're doing your lap of honour with his Player of the Year award, doing his lap of honour around Old Trafford. Because if he's not, what are you paying £84 million for?
But I feel like the pressure's not all on him. Like, Sancho is a similar price. Martial's expensive. Like, they're all, like, equally under pressure. So I feel like they can share the goals and share the pressure.
Yeah. £84 million, he has to be your player of the season. I'm sorry. He 100% does. 100%. 100% does. Everyone was on Jack Grealish last year because he cost 100 million. Everybody.
There's a few people that want him and they still want him now, but look where is he now?
But United is just different. They're onto everyone.
You guys cannot. I can't believe you think that for £84 million, he can't. He doesn't have to be player of the season. He has to be your standout player. Sorry.
This is a team where everyone costs above 50 million.
Yeah, fair. But I'm thinking. But I'm thinking you've already had a really bad season last season. This season, let's see. But you for £84 million, I'm expecting him to be that to be that guy for your team. Mm. That's what I'm expecting for £84 million.
What's your definition of that guy?
Like, how many goals and assists, like, in all competitions is, like, acceptable?
He needs to be, like, I say double figures, but I mean high double figures.
Oh, it's not going to happen. It's not
gonna £84 million? You don't think he's just...
season? Nah, sorry, no.
£84 million?
I'm saying, be for real, because...
Yeah, you guys accept mediocrity, and it really shows.
It makes sense to want that, but first season and coming from
£84 million,
exactly. Yeah,
like, I don't so think it's worth that. So why are they paying £84 million then? That, but if he's not going to come and do that, why are you paying that much money for him?
Crunch time, isn't it?
When was the last time like a Chelsea like forward did double digits?
But why are you talking about Chelsea? If they and Lukaku last season, Bree wanted him to score 20, 25 goals. That was the standard. That's what... Yeah, but that's the standard we're holding him to.
A proven striker as well in the Premier League.
He's you're talking about £84 million and you don't even expect this winger to be double figures for anything. He's just here for vibes. £84 million and vibes.
If he gets a load of assists and help everyone else...
How many assists do you think for £84 million he should?
I'm personally not measuring him based on his hashtag.
Yeah,
I'm United fans, man.
Work, like trying to do that with people like Pogba, it didn't work. So there's no point doing it. That's what we're telling you.
Mm. So he can just do anything.
No, we said he has to be good. That's it.
But what is good? What is the standard that you're holding? There's got to be some standards.
Based on performances, like Sancho, for example, he didn't score all the goals in the world, whatever. But he was good for us. I thought he was our best player last season. I mean,
who
might disagree?
Sancho.
Sancho.
To be honest, it wasn't difficult.
No, you're capping, man.
That's low.
No,
Who was it? Your best player last season.
Nobody deserved anything
that season. I'd have to unfortunately say the fraud Bruno Fernandes. Like, realistically, in comparison to Sancho.
No, Bruno had a really terrible season.
Oh, yeah, he was awful, but he got you.
Fred had a better season.
Yeah, Fred probably did have a better season.
Sancho didn't do anything. Anyway,
what did Fred do?
£84 million. Let's see.
Anyway,
let's see.
We'll see. Okay, let's talk about Rashford. So Rashford is back starting again. He looks to be more confident than he has been. I think Ten Hag seems to like him, and he's going to start games for us. Do we think that Rashford is going to the World Cup?
No.
Why not?
There's just too many better players in his position that have performed better in their teams. So I think, no.
Does everyone else agree?
I think it depends. I think if he keeps up the performance now and tries to get better and gets back to the level that he was before, then I think Southgate will probably pick him. But if not, he'll just be one of the spectators there. That's it. I don't think, I don't know. There's a long way to go to get to that stage again. But he's showing signs, small signs, but I don't know.
Sometimes signs are enough, man. You've got to perform.
He's trying to perform. I think he's doing badly.
We all, as I said before the pods, we all know his end destination is going to be Arsenal Football Club.
So when you say Arsenal Football Club, is that a bad way or a good way?
I just think he's going to end up at Arsenal. Okay.
Why do you think that?
I just, you know what? So, I think someone said it when Man United played Brighton. Someone said Rashford looked across, saw Danny Welbeck and saw his future. I genuinely think that's what I feel like he, I don't know, there's something very Arsenal about him. I think he's going to end up at Arsenal. I think it's unfortunate for him that the World Cup is in November, December. I feel like if it was at the end of the season, he would have a real chance of getting on that plane. But to kind of really get up into the gears before that point, I think it's going to be very difficult for him. But they are going to, it's 26 man squad, isn't it?
Yeah, so smaller.
I think it's slightly. I think because it's 26 men, I think he might. He has an outside chance, I think, because there's those three extra spaces. But it very much depends on what others are doing in front of him.
Yeah, let's move on to Chelsea, T-1.
My favorite subject.
2-1.
Yeah.
How did the game go?
Do you know what? I'm just pleased that Chelsea won in difficult circumstances. One thing I haven't seen for my team recently is them really showing that fight and determination to get wins. What you'll see a lot is Chelsea go 1-0 down and you just know they're not going to win the game. So the fact that they went down to 10 men and, you know, they weren't winning at that point, it was 0-0, and they scored two goals and defended and saw out that victory is actually really important in terms of the mentality going forward for this season. I've always felt that with the way our summer has gone, that these first couple weeks of the season are going to be very ropey for Chelsea, and I've been proven right. I believe Chelsea is still going to make top four, but I think I still don't know whether we're out of the turbulence, basically. But one thing I will say is Conor Gallagher... I think he obviously, what I will say is that he really, 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 really wants to impress. He really wants to feel that he's part of this project. And I think when he goes on the pitch, it's almost a bit too much. He needs to relax a little bit. Like, he's been picked for a reason. You're still at Chelsea. Relax. He just made really stupid decisions that it resulted in him getting sent off and almost cost us the game. But I mean, he just needs to relax. Really, really love the fact that Sterling scored two goals, two fantastic finishes. Reece James is now, I'm starting to see him working through the gears and being that basically the guy that we saw last season. I still have massive question marks about Havertz. I still have question marks about how Mount has started the season. But Thiago Silva, can we just talk about, we were going to talk about granddads, innit? Like, Thiago Silva is that guy, literally. Honestly, that guy. He holds that defence together. He's 37 years old. Like, he should be, like, in the stands watching. But he's a phenomenal player, man. It's unbelievable. And he's definitely one of the top two central defenders in the league. I ain't going to say which position because Liverpool fans are going to cast me. But I think he's amazing. I honestly, I can't. It's unbelievable the standard he's performing at.
You mentioned Mount there.
Yeah.
Question marks
about him. Yeah, Mason Mount.
Can you elaborate?
I just don't think he's quite in the gears. Yeah, he's been a bit forgettable, to be honest.
It's funny because we were having a little debate on the pod about, you know, who is better between Mount and Sancho, and a lot of people overwhelmingly said Mount. And here you are talking about him having a bad season.
No, I just said he has a bad season. He's had a bad start to the season. Can we just clarify that point? And another point of clarification is that the debate was, who is about England, who's going to start for England. Mount will start ahead of Sancho all day, every day. There's not really much Sancho can do to start ahead of Mount because
Mount isn't even particularly good for England.
But it's about what he brings to the team. It's not like, I think as football fans, we get obsessed with the goals and the assists and the flicks and the tricks. What Mount brings to the team is very different. And so there's no other player I can think of who can bring what Mason Mount brings, and that is leading the press. And the way he leads the press is phenomenal. But doesn't mean that I think it doesn't justify the fact that his performances have been trash, but that's why he will start over Sancho, particularly for Southgate. Rightly or wrongly, that's why the way Southgate wants to play.
Why would you say that he's been poor this season?
Because he's been shit. Like, he's done nothing.
In what way?
Like, what is he like? His performances are forget. Like, I forget he's on the pitch sometimes. He's been substituted, I think, two or three of the opening game, all of the opening games, or at least, or if he's completed 90 minutes, it's only been once. I can't really think that he's created that many chances. A few against Leeds. He just is a bit anonymous. The only time you see him is, again, as I said, leading the press, which is really important for the way Chelsea play and the way that England play.
Gloria, would you agree with that?
In terms of Mason Mount?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I think I don't necessarily remember anything that he's contributed to the last couple of games, but I know he's played because I looked at the team sheet. But I think, then again, we don't have, who else would start over him if it's not, like, I know he hasn't been playing well, but we don't really have a catalogue of players that we can pick from. So I understand why he's been chosen, but then again, yeah, he hasn't been great. And I think, unfortunately, we just have to get on with it for now. But yeah.
I think he might need to hold the bench for a bit.
And who are you going to bring on?
I think if he's gonna play 4-3-3, mm-hmm. I think he could hold a bench because Ziyech is still at the club. I mean, he's barely holding on, but he's still there in
no,
it.
No, he's not bringing him
until Ajax can't come with the Anthony money. And can I just say, Ajax come with the money in it? Like, don't come asking for discounts. Yeah, exactly. Don't come asking for discounts. Like, we all know you've got money.
What did they want to pay?
We asked for 45.
Yeah, and so apparently like the rumours are...
No, we bought him for 30.
No, we bought him for 30. Yeah. 30, maybe 40.
So
oh,
okay. Why would his price tag go up? Like, I haven't seen anything at Chelsea.
Okay.
that's, why are you trying to sell him?
That's the price we asked for, so that's the price they shall pay.
I
don't
think
everyone like buys like Chelsea, you know. Like.
Yeah, but, exactly. But the thing is, they need a replacement for Anthony, right? They need a replacement. We know that you need a replacement. We know that you want Ziyech. The price is 45 million. Pay 45 million. You are getting £84 million for Anthony. Go and pay, and then you still got 40 million left over to do whatever you want to do. Pay the 45 mil.
I agree.
That would be like Ajax's record. I don't remember.
Must be.
Yeah, it's quite expensive.
Get your money up.
Okay, Gloria, what was your assessment of Sterling's performance in that
game? I think in the first half, he was missing. I think there's a lot of chances that he could have easily gotten, and he kept passing the ball back, which I didn't really understand. But I think I hope they got shouted at when they went to the dressing room, because when they came back the second half, I feel like they were playing with determination. And I think he did really well. The finishing for the two goals were great. That chance that he missed, I was like, that was so, like, that could have gone in. But I'd say he's doing okay. Then again, he doesn't have the best support at the moment. So he's trying his best. But yeah, I was happy that he scored finally, because I think I could tell that he was getting frustrated. There's been, what, 4 games and he hasn't really contributed as much as what. And obviously, there's a lot of expectations, being that he plays in England, played for Man City, all these teams. Like, there was a lot of hard pressure on him. So I think he did well in the second half. But I'm looking for more of that, just more of that consistency.
So how would your team better support him?
I mean, I was hoping we'd buy some attackers, you know, a creative midfielder maybe. But looking at the way things are going right now, it doesn't look like we are. So I think everyone just needs to get on their gear, find the best way to basically create chances and just score as many goals as we can. But I also think, some of the chances that he missed, like, you could have done that. Like, you don't need assistance with that.
This is classic but, Sterling, though. We've seen Sterling miss a lot of chances, both at City.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, I think hopefully this will be like consistent. At least every game we get one goal in, one and stuff like that, so we can get. Because I feel like out of all the teams, we don't really score, and it's kind of annoying. Because it's like, we'll go one down. It's like, okay, like Timo said, we don't know if we're going to come back or not. So I'm just hoping that he stays consistent and at least tries to contribute every game so that we can try and win as many games as we can.
What team would you think? Is it your players that are not supporting Sterling enough, or is he the one that needs the fire?
No, Sterling's firing, man. Honestly, the game against Everton, I think he realised what he's working with.
Yeah.
It is not Man City anymore. Like, you're in Chelsea Football Club. I think we need a striker. What I'd like is a striker, and then for Havertz to drop a bit deeper in the 10. I think that would really help with our creativity. It also will help in terms of Havertz. He's not a striker. And I think the suggestion that he is a striker, or that we could get this through the season with him and maybe someone else, is, I don't think, is sensible. I think I would also like to give a little bit more chances to Broja. I think it would be interesting to kind of see how he can kind of work with Sterling and others. And yeah, I think Sterling's fine. I think he's going to score quite a lot of goals. I'm expecting him maybe about 15 goals, actually, because he used to score that for Man City. And I think,
Like you said, Man City is different.
Man City are different, but I still think that he has it in him to kind of lead that Chelsea attack in terms of being that guy. As I said, that guy. And I fully expect Sterling to be that guy for Chelsea.
I know you're throwing shade at us.
Oh, no, that wasn't actually no shade.
Yeah.
Okay. talking about my club, man.
What strikers are you currently linked to?
So we're linked with Aubameyang, and I know you're going to throw shade.
I actually quite like Aubameyang.
Okay.
That's not a problem.
He's all right. He was playing all right at the charity game on the midweek, so.
If you don't get Aubameyang, what happens?
Todd Boehly better find someone from somewhere.
Gordon from Everton?
Gordon.
Oh, Gordon.
I can't believe I'm so happy that Everton are stopping us from making financial and transfer suicides.
That he,
60.
And you got Sterling for 45 plus add-ons. Yeah.
This is what I'm saying. This is why it's unacceptable if we go and get Gordon for 60 million or a player or half the squad or whatever. He's not worth more than 15 million. I can't even believe that we're even.
I mean, he's their best player, so I understand why they put that price tag, but he's not worth that.
And also English tax.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, English tax 15. Okay, say 25 mil maximum. I can't even believe we started at 40. I was like, wow, maybe
it was
we...
so random as well. It just came out of the blue.
I really don't want Gordon. No offence. Anthony, you're great for Everton. Martha really wants you to stay. Yeah, his name's Anthony.
Oh, his name's Anthony.
Martha really wants you to stay. You're doing really well under Frank Lampard. Please avoid SW6.
What if he actually comes and makes your team well?
Then I'd have to eat my words. But right now, I really don't see why we've got... If we want someone like him, we've got Callum Hudson-Odoi. So I don't see why we're... And he's going to go out alone now.
I mean, like, similar level, though.
How much is Aubameyang?
They're talking about 20 million, which is a lot of money for a 34-year-old.
And he went on a free as well.
He's not a lot of money.
For a 34-year-old.
But, I mean, he's still not balling like he was. He wasn't even balling at Arsenal like that. But... He's not bad.
Yeah,
I don't think he deserves 20 mil.
Yeah, I feel like he's
but he signed a 2-year deal. Like it's actually quite a lot of money when you look at it, and probably his wages as well. I'm not even including his wages. He's 34. So again, I'm expecting Bamiyang, if he does come, just to come and score goals for that price tag.
Boston need the money.
Boston have been needing.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, let's move on to Man City.
Oh, yeah.
Crystal Palace. You guys won 4-2. How did it go?
Another one. You know what? I missed like 30 minutes of the game. I woke up and we were 2-0 down. I said, damn, what a life. I was so confused. I was ready to go back to bed. And thing is, my supervisor has been tormenting me since the start of the week. Going, oh, yeah, Crystal Palace, you guys haven't beat them. What, last season as well? I went to the away day and God damn, that was boring as hell. We drew. But anyways, talking about the game, we had John Stones' blunder in the 4th minute. Horrendous goalkeeping. Both times we had obviously the disallowed goal as well on Palace's end. I'll be real, I didn't even understand that because I know some people were saying that goal should have stood. It was horrible timing. Honestly, sometimes I think I look at Edison and I just go, like, you're a blessing, but at the same time, like, when it comes to shot stopping, this man sometimes cannot do it. But his distribution is so great. I can't fault him for, you know, not being able to save the ball 1-2 times. When I say 1-2 times, even I'm kind of minimizing how bad it is sometimes. But like, it's okay. But moving on, I knew that Palace was going to be a threat. And then we had Joachim Anderson, is that? And I was saying the first time I was on the pod, that guy, he's got that dog in him. I can't lie, it was crazy seeing that highlight. And I went, no way, did he dunk on our defenders like that? But you know what, moving on, I was expecting Pep to have like a proper talk to the boys in the changing room and try and change up the tactics. And then we came back with Bernardo's goal. And then obviously we had Haaland on the ball and whatever. We had assists from, we had an assist from Foden and we had an assist from John Stones. So John Stones, my boy. You can never do me wrong. It's okay. But yeah, no, apart from that, we've seen this weird trend in us having that comeback. And I don't know what happened at the semi-final against Real Madrid, but that scarred us differently because the way you had to bounce back in almost every other fixture that we've had now is crazy. And had you asked me 5-6 years ago if we had the minerals to do it, I'd say no. So it's really great to see, but it's also very worrying to see how shaky our defence is that, you know, it takes us going 2-0 down for us to finally go, oh yeah, wake up, let's do it. Let's go on, at least equalise or even try and actually win the game. But regardless, I know that that's a good quality in terms of playing European football anyways, that you are going to have those moments where you might come down or you might be ahead and, obviously, like we did against Real Madrid, where all of a sudden we were on the top end and it flipped. And you know what? Yeah, I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to fault it because there is definitely something wrong with our defence and I can't exactly put my finger on it right now. And looking at Diaz as well, I was slating Laporte last season, but I can't wait for him to come back because I feel like sometimes defenders need to feel a bit of pressure in terms, because Diaz knows right now that pretty much next week he'll be starting. Mm-hmm. Same thing as John Stones, yeah, probably as well. But once Laporte is back and obviously once Ake is back as well, because in all honesty, Ake has been our best defender so far this season. But I'd say so. Literally, he's been there every single time we've asked him to perform and, you know, step up to the plate. He's been there and he wasn't necessarily first choice last season, but near enough the end of the season where we had a few of our defenders injured every now and then, or, you know, they were getting tired or whatever, he'd have to come in. And he did it Southampton away. I think it was the... Was it? No, it wasn't Carabao. It was the FA Cup quarterfinal, I think. But yeah, he did really well. So I literally cannot wait for him to come back as well, reporting as well. And these defenders need to be fighting for their places, because the strikers know it ain't easy. So the defenders need to know as well. It's not easy to start in that starting 11 week in, week out. You've got a proper fight for it, because some of it is just really stupid mistakes, but it is what it is.
How good has Helen been this season?
It's a blessing from above. Look, I don't want to say I pray for times like these, because we had Aguero, but man, it's so nice to see a guy that's just everywhere. Like, reminding me of when we used to have Dzeko, and he was always in the box. Like, his spatial awareness is that great, and the way he holds himself and fends off defenders, even Haaland's last goal that secured the hat-trick, where he had two defenders on him in the box, and he still held himself with such composure, just to slot it in. Oh, man. Look, I just wake up, I think, you know what, I'm dreaming. Like, we ain't had this for a while, so it's really nice to see, and he does exactly what he needs to do at the moment, and it's really nice to see that we're finally sort of getting in the groove of feeding the number nine and actually getting him in those places where he can have the opportunity to score. But yeah.
How many goals do you reckon
we'll
have this season?
Definitely for more than 15, probably. I don't want to say 20. I think it's easily doable for him. He's had a goal contribution in every single game so far. But I'm going to say over 15. Not going to try and overshoot it a bit. But he definitely, yeah.
He's
already on 50. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so me saying 15 is like if I'm going to a better shop. Yeah.
I think you get 20.
He could easily do 20, but you know,
must
I don't
be nice to have a strike.
I don't want to say. I don't want to say it right now, and he injures himself like in two games' time, and hold that. So yeah,
it's still a bit weird for me to see him in a Man City top.
Yeah.
I can't. I don't know. It's like about it. I'm like, it's a bit strange.
It happened also soon as well.
Yeah. Seeing him both like in person as well, just such a robot on the pitch. Like, he literally just doesn't look like he fits in. He stands there like bread half the time, all of a sudden he's on the ball. What's going on? But yeah.
Nah, I need that stuff.
Yes, when Anthony's coming in, don't worry, man, he's got you.
Who?
Anthony.
Oh. Yeah.
He's coming. He's coming.
How crucial do you reckon Helen will be in the title charge?
Title charge, I think that I don't think we've got it all figured out. I think at the same time now, this is all about looking at our opponents rather than looking at ourselves, because in all honesty, Arsenal ain't doing too bad. I've got to commend Brighton at the moment, that are on a good run as well.
Are these your rivals?
This is why I'd rather have someone or like a Brighton fan on here before, because it looks like I'm just dick riding for them. But they've been doing all right as well. But yeah, Arsenal. I don't want to talk about Newcastle because, you know, they're right in it. But to be fair, our only proper concern right now is Arsenal at the moment. Obviously, Liverpool had their 9-0 win. I want to consider Chelsea, but I'm waiting for maybe two of it. And you know, it's still a bit raw, this whole Sterling thing. It's a bit raw.
I'm just surprised that she didn't mention Liverpool. Yeah. Arsenal, but Liverpool.
Obviously, no, but Liverpool are currently having their resurgence at the moment. And obviously, the only reason why I'm not classing them is because of the 9-0 win against Bournemouth. It's Bournemouth at the end of the day.
True.
That's it. They stand padded on their goal difference, which is absolutely fine. And I genuinely wish our next game we've got Nottingham Forest, like we start pad as well, because our goal difference right now is so shocking because of obviously how bad our defence has been recently, where we're coming down. But yeah, I'm considering them. They're in the back of my mind at the moment.
They need to be in front of your
no,
mind.
No. This is what I mean. Like,
at the front.
I know for definite that this Pep man, he's having sleepless nights thinking about how Jurgen Klopp is going to dunk on him like, soon. So I see it coming, but right now, it's all about just kind of maintaining the kind of pace that we're holding right now, and I'm all right with that. And to be fair, what we faced... We faced Arsenal in October, and I think we also faced Liverpool shortly after that as well. So it's going to be one of those double whammies where we're going to have to kind of just fight it out, really. But yeah.
You're probably going to win both of those games, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see. We shall see.
Arsenal's hard.
We shall see. But, like, personally, I think that Arsenal haven't had any, like, proper hard competitors so far.
We'll see how they do against United.
Next Sunday.
Yeah.
Questions have to be asked.
Yeah.
I agree.
Two more steps. I don't really know what's going to happen in that game. Be interesting. Yeah. I think it's a big test for both teams, actually. Because yeah, I agree. Arsenal are on their own. Yeah, but also Arsenal, that's the next. Because I feel like if you beat Arsenal, then I feel like Man United are back. But if you don't beat Arsenal, then it's like, was this just a little
fluke?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Fluke. I think
ending their winning streak would be very, very, very beautiful.
Let's wait until next Sunday, isn't it? Let's just wait until next Sunday because everyone keeps talking right now.
Speaking of Arsenal beat
Fulham 2-1. I missed the first half I was at work, but second half I was happy with Gabriel to redeem himself when he let Fulham score. I know that really he let it get to him a little bit, mm-hmm. but just I think this season you're kind of seeing with Arsenal there's a sense of like team spirit more compared to last season. I mean, this time last season it was like heartbreak after heartbreak, and it's like just to have this turnaround this season so far, it's just like, okay, you know what, let's keep going. I don't want to speak too soon because it's like, you know what, it's still early days, and I do believe as well also we haven't had a really challenge yet. I feel like I do believe, yeah, next Sunday will be our first
challenge.
Absolutely. And I feel like if we're able to win that, okay, then I feel like that's probably a less pressure. But from the game overall, I would definitely say the second half they definitely pulled through. Odegaard, just yeah, as usual, he just shows what a captain's supposed to be. He just, you know, brought the team together, definitely was just performing on the pitch. Saka, I feel like he just needs to just finish. I feel like I just wish he could just finish his goals. Honestly, I feel like we could have scored more. But apart from that, I feel like it was a well deserved win, in my opinion.
Mm. Arsenal have won 4-4.
4-4.
Do you think top of the league. Actually have a chance at running?
Yeah, I feel like why shouldn't we not believe we have got a chance?
They have to.
For what? A chance for what?
I mean,
to win. To win which title?
Like, I don't personally believe it, but at the position you're at right now, you have to.
Exactly. Why can't we believe that we can win this Premier League? Sorry.
which title? It's all about the Premier League.
We're the only team that's won four games, so what are you saying?
Let them think they can just the four, because it all comes crashing down, as it will.
Worry about Anthony right now, Daniel, okay? Worry about Anthony. Let's not talk about... No. Just crashing down. Listen.
Arsenal fans keep doing this since every season. Every season,
you don't learn.
Momentum at the moment, and usually they start seasons quite poorly, but this mm-hmm. is a change, so they have the momentum exactly. to keep going and winning games. I think that
last season it was top four with Dea, and then top four wasn't there.
Top
so.
Four last season.
They're like, what's that? Every season.
Listen, it's last season. This is this season. What's more, last season? It's this season now.
10 games in, we'll see.
Let's go.
No, when Europa League kicks in, someone said it.
Yeah, that's
what happened, but I think that'll be test for you guys as well.
It's going to be the pressure on the timetable and everything else that's going to probably do it for you.
And Man United are not saying with their chest that they're challenging for titles.
Exactly.
So should I just be like, no?
I just think it's so unrealistic for Arsenal fans to think that they're in a title race.
And you have to go far in the Europa League. Like, we've won it. Like, we've not, like, European trophy, Arsenal...
There's only one team in London who's got European success.
Yeah. So I feel like there will be pressure for them to...
So you got to wait until Arsenal came on to come and groom you, isn't it?
I believe in Arteta.
I believe in Anthony, man. Sorry. please.
No, I like the confidence. Because, to be honest, Arsenal fans, when you say loud mouth, they talk a lot. Always. But they need to back up the chat a little bit, right? Mm. I'm excited to see it.
So, is there anything else you want to say? Because this is just really just tickling me right now. So, yeah, but I want to hear it.
Team, who's finishing above? Yeah. Arsenal or Chelsea?
Yeah, let's hear it.
That's a violent question.
Sorry, it's a genuine question. Definitely Chelsea. Definitely. Even with all our issues, we were sanctioned last season and we still finished above them. We couldn't even afford packed lunches and we still finished above Arsenal. So I think Arsenal have had a great start to the season. As I said, I've predicted Chelsea are going to have a very ropey few weeks. I think Chelsea will have consistency. I think that the signings they have made...
Consistency?
I think Chelsea have made... The signings Chelsea have made, I think all of them are an improvement to what we have. I think some of them are actually world-class signings. And I think that when...
And who's that? Sorry, who's world-class
signings? You don't think Sterling's world-class? You don't think Koulibaly's world class?
No.
What? After that stunt you pulled last time.
Wow.
Who is giving Koulibaly world class status? I
want to
know.
He is, clearly.
At one point he was, yeah.
At one point?
Yeah. Wow. I actually have to walk off the set because I can't actually believe what I'm hearing. Anyway, I think
I remember that. Could have been world class.
Please,
personally, Sterling. Like, we don't hate Sterling. That's the thing. Like, he did what he had to do, but like, even in that case for City, it wasn't good enough. Realistically, and I think that's just because of the standard we hold at City. For Chelsea, world class for Chelsea. Yeah, not world class in the league.
I think you're being disrespectful to Sterling. I think you're being disrespectful to his contributions. Mm. But Man City don't know. This is why they don't deserve a European trophy because you
don't appreciate goodness.
Exactly.
At the end of the day, he wanted more game time. That's why he left. It wasn't like. I mean, obviously, there was a few other factors on top of that, but realistically, obviously, with Haaland coming in, where are we going to slot Sterling to play in as well, knowing that the kind of contributions now that Bernardo is having for us as well, and obviously, I'm never forgetting...
He wants to leave?
Alvarez, yeah, but you know what? We're giving him the end of the season, to be quite honest. We're going to hold him for as long as possible, because this man wants to go to Barca so bad. What is there at Barca that you're going to go and see?
Freedom.
But...
They know something we don't know.
But exactly. Yeah, like that and Alvarez and stuff like that, it just become a case of having to slot him in when we can sort of thing. But I know that that's something that Chelsea can harbour and in turn, if you guys kind of keep him the way you've kept him at the moment, obviously I think he genuinely will be world class. He just wasn't for us, sort of.
I disagree.
He was.
Fine. We'll appreciate him. We'll take him.
Like in long term. Obviously, I will never forget the kind of contributions he gave 100%. For us the entire time that he was at us. But obviously, it's more near the end of his career for us than at the beginning and in the middle. Because he obviously will never forget like the massive impact that he had in terms of pressing and whatever.
How many good seasons would you say Sterling had for you?
Yeah. What are you thinking?
Four, maybe. It's still a fair bit, yeah. But I think that sometimes it's easy to be overshadowed in terms of performances at City anyways. That's why it's very easy to undermine easy to undermine how good Sterling was because there were so many other players that were really just as great, basically, or better. But that's basically it.
That doesn't mean that he's not world class. You said four great seasons. He's world class.
What do you define as world class? I don't know. That's the thing. I think world class is such a massive title that, like, to me.
People say, being the top in your position type of thing.
Mm.
Is Sterling one of the top
in the position?
In his position?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think now. Like,
same.
He has over 100 Premier League goals. Exactly. Like, get over 100 Premier League goals at his age. What is he, like 26?
27.
So without being like a world class player at some point, so I definitely think.
He's still in his prime at this point, anyways, as well. And obviously, I think the move actually came at a really good time for him to be quite honest, because I think it was just slowly kind of going down, not downhill, but it was slowly quieting it down for him. So I think it was just great timing in terms of the move. But when did you want him?
I just can't believe we're having a conversation, having a debate whether he's world class. He's world class. He also carried England at the Euros on his back. Yeah. On his back. Don't be fooled by the Sun, the Daily Mail, trying to have pictures of Harry Kane. This guy carried this country.
100%, yeah.
I can't believe we're not saying that he's world class. I know if Shai was here, she'd be backing me up that he's world class. And for me, Chelsea have made really, really good signings. And I feel like I feel like over a course of a season, we'll be more consistent than Arsenal. I think Arsenal have a great 11.
I don't know about you guys being consistent, because historically I just don't think that you have been.
We finished third last season. That would suggest we were it would suggest that we were the third most consistent team in the league.
Right.
Right.
I mean, if you talk mathematically speaking,
we were consistent. We were consistent.
Everyone below you can admit that they weren't consistent.
Yeah, but Chelsea were consistent. Over the course of the season, Chelsea were the third most consistent team. So you can't say that we're not consistent. We were. We've proven it. Good luck to Arsenal in their title.
Good luck to Arsenal in their title. Judge.
I'm actually quite excited to see if Arsenal finish above Chelsea now. That would be interesting.
I would.
You can't tell you, I'll be elated.
Listen, I'm so confident Chelsea are going to finish above Arsenal. If they don't, me with my own pennies will go out and buy an Arsenal top and sit here on the first day of next season with an Arsenal top and talk. Right. Please timestamp it. I will go out and buy it. And I will whatever name you want at the back of the shirt, I'll happily wear it, because I know it's not going to happen.
Okay, that's fine. You hear that? Yeah.
We all heard that.
Thank you.
That's maybe I'll even have Arteta 1 at the back of my shirt.
Damn.
He said, "Look at Arteta 1."
Arteta 1.
Mm. Or title, or a Premier League champions, or
no,
whatever.
I like Arteta 1. I like that
Arteta 1.
Arteta
1.
No, I like that.
Okay,
that's cool.
Okay.
Top of the league, man. Can't all be there.
We're moving on to the final segment, and we're gonna make a team of the month. So think about all the players who played well in these last four games. And we're gonna pick our best team out of them. So let's start with goalkeeper. Who has been the best goalkeeper so far?
Edouard Mendy. David De Gea. I'm also joking.
Goalkeeper.
We're
rolling
all the names. Absolutely.
Yeah. I can't even say Edison.
Like it's maybe outside the top six.
I agree. Outside the top six.
Maybe Sanchez at Brighton. I don't know.
Yeah, either that or Nick Pope.
Yeah.
Nick Pope. All right. Apart from today. Well, was it today? Yesterday?
Yes,
but,
today.
Well, today? No, it was today. Yeah, because they played today. Yeah,
definitely Pope. Yeah.
But
goalkeeper. Okay, so we're going with Pope.
Yeah.
Okay. Next, we're going to left back.
I thought
Zinchenko's been good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, he didn't play this weekend, though. Did he?
Injured.
But no, Zinchenko for the title winners. Should be
this back and forth, this tip of time. We're not doing this, man.
Okay,
the
left back. Okay, centre back.
Thiago Silva, better be in there.
Yeah.
Saliba.
Oh, Saliba.
I can't lie.
Saliba has been that guy.
Yeah. Let's rate him. Let's rate Saliba, man. Let's Saliba.
Okay, so we've got Nick Pope. We've got
Zinchenko.
Saliba and
Thiago.
Okay, right back.
Reece James.
Say it. Say it again.
Anything else? Reece James.
Or Cancelo. How's
Cancelo? Oh, yeah.
Was he left back? Or you can play both.
Nah. There's something about Cancelo, though, that I don't think people peep. I think he's so great at. I think a lot of left backs actually get away with this, and you see it in Van Dijk as well, that they're so good at doing nothing, because from Cancelo is such, I think, because of how great we play as a team, it's easy for him to get away when he's giving a 6 out of 10 performance.
Yeah.
So I couldn't put him down for this month.
Now for the midfield, let's say we're doing a football team midfield.
Four.
No
names.
No, I need a preparation for this.
It's been a shaky start.
Does St. Alan Maximin, does he play midfield?
Well, he'll play on the wing, wouldn't he?
On the wing. Yeah.
Okay, no, let's do 4-3.
Yeah,
all right. Let's do
4-3.
So, midfield is in a
4-3. What about Odegaard?
We can't have three players.
No, yeah.
But they're top of the league, and they got a title challenge. So
yeah, we do actually. Yeah, we do. Yeah.
So Odegaard.
That's still KDB. Obviously be KDB.
Oh, KDB.
Yeah. Oh, I got De Bruyne.
Yeah, definitely De Bruyne.
Gundogan was alright.
He's been all right, but...
Who else has been...
For the team of the month, though?
Performing really well. I'm trying to think. What about Bryson? Who have they got in the centre?
Pascal Gross. He scored yesterday.
He scored against United twice, I think, as well.
Okay, yeah, we'll put him in.
So we'll put in Gross, Odegaard, and KDB.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so attackers.
Oh, Rodrigo at Leeds has been really good. He scored three goals.
You said that on purpose. That. You did that.
Maxim had a good game today, but I don't remember him performing well. Yeah.
Did he score today?
Yeah, he scored.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Did they win?
Drew.
Oh, okay.
No, I think Rodrigo, definitely. Probably.
Haaland.
Yeah, Haaland. I'll give it Haaland. Yeah.
Forget. And then.
Is that it?
No, we've got one more.
I thought we got Rodrigo. Did you say St. Maximin?
No, St. Maximin.
Because he played.
Okay. Well, Liverpool scored 9 goals, didn't they?
They had to win that game.
Who's been your best
winner? United?
Gabriel Jesus.
He hasn't scored.
He hasn't scored since. But he's been good.
No, though. My fantasy football team knows that he has not been.
This week's been a bit.
I think.
Mitrovic.
No, I think he should be in.
Even Tony's doing well.
Tony Mitrovic.
Zaha was going crazy.
He was injured yesterday, wasn't he?
Yeah, he didn't play.
No.
When did Zaha
get in there? Yeah.
I said Zaha's been good.
But he was injured.
But he didn't play yesterday.
But does that Anderson play? He plays up front, don't you, as well?
No, Anderson. Oh, centre back.
Oh, you're okay. Who do we put a centre back? Saliba and
Thiago Silva. Thiago Silva.
Thiago Silva, like, apart from, like, nobody that lost 3-0 against Leeds. Was he starting?
But the Palace centre back got they conceded 4 goals, so you can't really just say
that was expected, their first game
of the season, that he was all right as well.
He was good against Liverpool.
So for who, sorry?
Joachim Anderson.
Anderson. So we're doing Anderson, Haaland, and Mitrovic.
I'm not kicking out Thiago Silva.
Well, we are, sorry.
Oh, Anderson, okay.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. He's not 37.
Up top, who did we say, sorry, just to clarify?
Haaland, Mitrovic. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Rodrigo.
Okay, so there we have it. Our team of the month. Goalkeeper, we've got Pope. Left back, we've got Zinchenko. In fact, our whole defence, we've got Zinchenko, Anderson, Saliba and James. Midfield, we've got Gross, Odegaard, Kevin De Bruyne. And up top, we've got Rodrigo, Haaland and Mitrovic.
We're probably missing some really
obviously.
Yeah. Mine's gone black. I feel like we'll probably think of something after.
Yeah.
Everyone happy with that?
Yeah.
Yep.
Our team of the month. And we're going to be doing this every single month. So you guys can't pretend.
Yeah, can't wait for Arsenal to have all of those centre-backs and all of those people in the team, you know?
Can't hear from the top, you know? I can't hear from the top.
Interesting.
No, but what's your beef with Arsenal?
Bro, let me know.
Let's see, man. Let's see.
She asked you a question. What's your beef with Arsenal?
I don't have a beef with Arsenal, but I just think that they're getting a bit excited.
The thing is, right, when Chelsea fans are excited, we all tell you guys to calm down, but now Arsenal fans want to get excited and they can't do it.
It's every season. I don't. It's actually from a point of care. Like, I actually don't want them to suffer.
Well, good, right?
I don't want them to suffer when they're impeccable. I'm not actually happy when they're suffering.
Don't lie. You're lying. She will smile from Cheshire Cat ear to ear.
I want Arsenal fans to be realistic. Is probably what.
What's realistic for Arsenal?
Below Chelsea.
It's not below Chelsea. I think you should be top 4. Is realistic.
Do you think they are making the top 4 this season?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
So yes, I do.
Number one.
But they could be anywhere. Exactly. In that top 4.
they're going to be fourth. They're going to be fourth. Like, and
another time stamp, please.
They're going to be fourth. I think.
So what is Tottenham finishing outside of the top?
Yeah, I don't prescribe to this thought that they've had a really good summer. I look at the signings. I've said before, not other than Bissouma, the rest of them.
Perisic.
It's all right. Like, I'm not. Their signings are like they're padding their squad, which I appreciate, but I don't prescribe to the fact that they've had an amazing summer. I think Arsenal have signed better players. It's about quality, not quantity. And I don't know whether Tottenham realise that. But they've got the best front three in the Premier League. So I hope they win a trophy and have a successful season.
Okay. Oh, no, I said I hope they win a trophy or something at the end.
Because
okay.
Conte, if he doesn't, I'm not sure how many hair follicles he's going to still have on his head. You didn't ask. I think he needs to be exposing his wig woman. There's a lot of people who love wigs, and he's got a decent one.
Leave
so.
Conte in his wig alone, man. Oh.
What, have you got stocks in him or something? Yeah, that's it.
All right, I'm gonna. Thank you everyone for watching, and please make sure to subscribe, like, and comment on this video, and also follow us on TikTok and Instagram at GoldieGoodsUK. Don't be surprised if I ask what a bag is.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.